The Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast is powered by Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. When you need a bit off your top, book an appointment at a Lady Jane's near you. Visit LadyJanes.com. Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. It's wicked awesome. This is Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast.
We're off now to Highlands County, Florida, where a dude with a Playboy face tattoo was arrested for robbing a man near a Circle K. You know how they can identify you? Your Playboy face tattoo.
Oh, yeah.
22-year-old Shane Jacob Ozzie Sears was arrested after a canine and deputy team tracked him from the crime scene, and they found him at a home on Jaclyn Avenue. He was out on bond for an April arrest for felony battery. Another man was with him. He hasn't been arrested yet. This guy's mugshot is up at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com if you want to see him. Look at this winner.
Wicked. Oh boy.
Yeah, on his chin it says Wicked. On his forehead it says Playboy, because so you know he's a total Playboy.
Right.
I wish I knew what the other, everything else said.
I know. There's something underneath his, like, facial hair that I can't really read. Does it say Deaf Face? That looks like Deaf, doesn't it?
He's got another Playboy bunny right there.
Let's see. Does this say sorry under his eye?
Or Lori.
Or Sherry.
Sorry.
Sorry, it is sorry. Okay, so he's sorry under his eye.
Sorry or Sherry.
Triple X above his eyebrow. Yeah. Is that a broomstick?
He's a Harry Potter fan. Oh, it might be a rose. I don't know what it is.
There's a lightning bolt coming out of his hairline.
Yeah, broken heart across.
A broken heart, yeah. So he's lost a couple people. His wicked neck and his Playboy head.
He's got words down his cheekbones, like under his beard.
Right, but I think that says deaf or queef. I'm not sure.
One of those. One. Beef?
Beef, queef, or deaf. Like deaf face? I don't know.
I don't know.
You can go see him and judge what all of his tattoos are for yourself at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com. They're hard. There's even stuff up here. It looks like numbers down the side of his...
I feel like he's been rooming with somebody in prison that has taken up tattoo as a hobby behind bars.
He'll practice his, on your face.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah. Because I do think that's supposed to be like some sort of a rose above his eye.
Not to me, it looks like a Harry Potter broomstick.
It looks like an oar, like a paddle to a boat.
Yeah, it's really bad.
But that one little thorn sticking out the side is what is the dead giveaway to me. It's a rose. Every rose has a thorn, Dave.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. I just really want to see what his queef says.
It almost looks like defeat or cheat.
That's what I thought it was, like, defeat.
You don't see that as E-A-F?
Sir, do you have queef on your chin?
Or it's E-A-T. I think it might just be his face.
Meat sucker or something.
Wow.
I get a tattoo.
Maybe that's why he's covering it up with facial hair. Yeah. He's trying to cover it up.
He's got to grow his chops out so nobody can see that he's a meat sucker.
Maybe that was like tattoo revenge. We're going to tattoo meat sucker on your chin.
Oh, man, you grow a beard.
I'll give you something real cool right along your chin strap line.
Oh, God.
Nobody will mess with you in the
showers. That's a thing, right, though? Like, there's prison tattoo artists.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You don't want to know, like...
I feel like every single one of those were done by one.
Yep.
Yeah.
Or a friend who just got the gun
and you
kind
of have to let it happen. Right? Unless you can beat the hell out of them, they'll give you your tattoos.
I'll say this. The only one that looks professionally done is the one that says Playboy.
Yeah, I agree.
Huh. That was the last one that his roommate did after he really got some practice in.
Yeah.
Like the meat sucker.
After meat sucker, the Wicked looks real bad. Is it supposed to be like dripping?
I think that's what it is.
I think it's kind of supposed to look like that.
Yeah.
Like the triple X's above his eyebrow are horrible.
Poorly done.
Well, that's because they're drunk off toilet wine, Dave.
Yeah.
Must be it. But anyway, as we said, if you have meat sucker on your chin and Playboy in your head, they'll find you fast.
Right. Yeah.
You're easy to track
down. Cheat life? Like, it's all about that cheater life. C-H-E-A-T. And then
I wonder if he has any other... He probably has other...
I would assume this isn't his first time, right?
Right. So we might be able to see his tattoos.
And if you put Ozzy in your kid's name, are you setting them up... First stuff.
Oh, there he is. Pre-tattoos.
Oh, look at him even before.
So Ozzy's been trouble forever.
Yeah, so he has only a couple of tattoos here.
He's always loved that chin beard. It's a terrible look, yeah, by the really way.
It's very
look.
Amish.
It's one of the worst.
It's like an Amish chin beard, wouldn't you say?
It's Amish-y, yeah.
Yeah, it's not great.
He's got some of them.
Wow, look how he
code.
Started out.
Yeah.
More of a clean cut dude, look. Not a single thing on him.
Big neck.
But then things got rough.
He found meth.
Yep. Mm.
Yeah, meth will do it.
Yeah, you don't want to find meth. But unfortunately, it's... Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, it's some bad pics. Oh. We have just either one little tattoo and then a face full of tattoos. There doesn't seem to be any mugshots in the middle there.
No. It's like he went to jail for the one, and when he was in jail for the one, they did that all to him.
Yeah.
Is what I think.
I know a guy who had to go undercover in prison.
Yeah.
And had to get some tattoos.
Just to prove his loyalty or something?
Right. Couldn't really say no to it. And
you know someone?
Yeah.
What did he do when he got out?
It's strange.
They're still on him.
Oh, so they're on his body.
They're on his body.
Oh, okay.
I wouldn't think you would know someone.
I do, Lisa. I know a lot of different people, Lisa.
I know a guy that is.
I rolled in some circles that I can't really talk about.
Yeah, I got it. Got it. Okay.
I'm saying.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. No, that's what he did for years. He was undercover, but they'd put him in extreme situations.
Yeah.
And when he had to be behind bars and to befriend people,
you had to do,
you
gotta
do it. Got stuff done. A couple years ago, it was the first time I ever had seen it because he was wearing more like a cutoff shirt. I was like, hey, what's going on over there?
Yeah.
It's my racist symbol.
Why do you have triple sixes around your nipples?
Then he went into
my
detail.
My racist prison tattoo I was forced to get.
Thankfully, it's not racist, just not well done.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
We've talked about men's fashion before, the fact that leggings for men are becoming more and more popular.
Yeah, I've got some Lululemon.
That's alarming.
Stuff.
Really makes your thighs look great.
Thank you.
Yes.
The problem is manufacturers are still trying to figure out how they can do a better job hiding men's bulges in them.
Don't hide it. That's why guys are in them.
They're doing things now like building jock straps right into them.
So like Cameo. We're going to look like Cameo?
No, not jock strap on the outside, jock strap on the inside.
But that's what Cameo was going for. He did it on the outside,
right,
but it was leggings, skin tight leggings with a jock strap.
So like get like a cod piece.
Yeah.
It sounds comfortable.
I forget what Cameo looked like.
Cameo, you just put, what's the...
Oh, there we go.
There.
Yeah, that's oh, a my God.
Yeah, no, well, so you got to find him young. I mean, you can't...
You got to do that whole look.
But he's still...
Oh, my God, he's put on some weight. Yeah, Cameo...
He's put on some weight, but he's still rocking.
Oh, word up.
Cameo's so fat.
Look up.
Why did Cameo get fat?
Wearing the same outfit.
Same outfit. Oh, you don't change that up when it's that...
No.
Word up.
He's well, got you can buy a bigger mustache. Size.
When you got a red cod piece, awesome. You rock it.
Yes.
Oh, I could see Chuck loving this.
Oh, this is one of my favorites.
I didn't realize he wore that. I didn't even know.
Yeah, because look, did you see LeVar Burton is in this video?
Oh, starring LeVar Burton.
Reading Rainbow and Star Trek's LeVar Burton.
As a dancing detective.
Oh my God. He says everything.
Yes, Cameo. Look at the jock strap.
Yeah, no, it's a weird look.
Yeah. Never quite took off.
It did not.
Thankfully.
Even though it appears he tried for years to make it.
He is not going to give up.
Wow. I've never seen the video to this.
Never.
Look at this. See, this is the look that we're after.
That's what I wear on my pandemic walks.
Please do.
I will. No, I won't.
I know every word to that song.
I know, that is terrifying, Chuck. He's obviously a gay fella, right?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
Anything about his lifestyle.
I think you're open to all. Any and all.
He's got like a handlebar mustache.
So black and so gay.
Yeah,
that's why I love it.
I guess that makes sense.
That is why I love it.
Man, do I love a gay anthem.
You sure do. You sure do. So, yeah, no, that's not the look, Chuck. The jockstrap would be built inside the leggings for guys.
Isn't that like going back to some kind of medieval look?
It sounds like tights.
Where you had like a cod piece and tights.
There's a painting at the DIA, and I'm not even kidding about this at all. There's a painting, and there's like a bunch of people in those old timey tights.
Yes,
and one of them has a little boner.
Really?
I'm dead. Goddamn serious.
You said there's art at the Detroit Institute of Arts with a boner.
Correct.
Okay.
So
it's an old timey painting, and there's a bunch of people in old timey tights, and one guy saw something he liked,
and he's
pitching a little tent there. Yeah.
I missed the boner tour at the DIA.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah,
that's the craziest thing. He's like right in the front of the painting.
Are those that's like impressive. The bands that you're talking about, Dave, or whatever?
Yeah, so they're just showing in this article.
You're telling me that those are better than cameos? Because I disagree.
No,
I disagree. I'd rather be in cameos.
They say that the guys have done a couple of things. There's the dick towel.
Yeah.
And a lot of football players will use the dick towel.
Yeah.
To kind of block their crotch. They've made t-shirts really long to kind of cover up the crotch, but they say they really have to work on the actual leggings to do something about it. Because a lot of people don't want to see what guys are offering up.
But don't look. You don't want to see it.
Yeah,
don't
exactly.
Look. Avert your eyes away from my crotch.
Exactly.
Yeah, they say
good luck doing that.
The curve exposing nature of the garment has caused some guys to be hesitant about wearing it. Shorts over leggings are common.
Yeah, you see that all the time.
Yeah, but that's what most people do.
I don't have a leggings body.
No, not for you.
Turns out.
I would like to try it.
There's a couple of companies that are saying that they have anti-VPL, anti-visible penis line technology.
Anti-VPL?
Anti-VPL.
So many different dongs out there, though, you know? Like, how do you contain Dave's?
With the extra VPL.
Yeah, that's what you'll need. You need a pouch. Whoa, that guy's both of his balls
like
were like,
look.
Oh my God,
look
at that.
That looks
That's a double
crazy.
Ball look.
We're all turning into Peter Pan.
Those are the ones that say they have the visual penis line or whatever.
Okay, well, I can't see his penis, but I can see both of his balls.
See balls.
Well, you hide your penis to expose your balls.
Yeah.
Well, there's a guy who's boxing with the... Why do you have to box with tights on?
That's how you box.
You have to.
Come on.
No. Every time I box,
guys,
everybody
knows that.
Exactly. Right before you hug.
Yeah, you don't know you're tough until they see your bulge.
Yep.
So the future, we're all going to be wearing tights. We're going to have masks. It's brutal.
Okay, needs to do some lower ab work.
So they have a soft crotch cup, which conceals your visible penis line.
But I feel like it gives you a camel toe.
That's what it looks like,
it does
right?
Look like
I
that.
Thought you could see his balls, but it's really like a camel toe look.
Like, hey, your mangina's hanging out.
Yeah.
Those are ugly.
Those are
well, sure,
nasty. And they say it has an inner drawstring, keeps your leggings snug, and a higher back rise will avoid any craxidents.
Craxidents.
Mm. I definitely don't need a drawstring. This body's going to push those things to its limit.
My thighs would burst it.
A loop on the back so you can hold your towel or t-shirt.
I have really, really incredibly thick thighs.
Oh, wow. Very nice.
Science is working on hiding our dongs, though.
Science.
I don't need science.
Nature.
Nature has taken care of
Nature over science.
That.
When did this become the thing, though?
I don't know.
I do know that, like, tons of dudes, like, that work out, they wear leggings, but it's always the shorts. Shorts with leggings.
Yeah, I've definitely seen that look.
That's the appropriate thing to do.
Yeah.
No one needs to see it.
No.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Download Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
A Canadian man believes his shoes saved his life. We'll tell you how that's possible in a second. But also, if this is something that's happened to you, not your shoes, but blank saved my life. You fill in the blank. Whatever it was, something crazy saved your life. What was it for you? 1-855-954-6969, toll free. 1-855-954-6969. Or you can text us at 46969. I can't believe that blank saved my life. You fill in the blank for us. This guy in Canada says, we just made fun of these the other day, his camouflage Crocs are what saved his life when he was struck by lightning.
Oh, wow.
So here's his story from CTV News in Vancouver. Take a listen.
These are his little camouflage Crocs.
They may not be much to see, but Jane Meisner is convinced these slip-ons are, well, powerful.
I mean, you can tell that it's rubberized, right?
On a stormy August 16th, her husband Cal ran outside in his PJs and camo Crocs to close his truck's window.
Of course, yeah.
He reached in to turn the key.
And just as I had done that, like, bam! You know, the lightning and the thunder hit at the exact same time.
Like, the whole house was shaking.
I saw the whole underside of the truck and the road itself turn this bright orange color.
One foot on the runner, thunder. One foot on the ground, Cal believes he was struck by lightning.
I came running outside, and he was just screaming in pain, just hanging onto his legs and just hyperventilating. He went into shock immediately.
He was blown 10 feet from the truck, his Crocs off his feet.
The feeling is just like this intensity that I've never felt in my life. And my legs just felt like they had been blown apart. It was the most intense, loudest, like, reaction I've ever heard.
He was really struggling to get up, but we got him up, got him into the bedroom, put ice packs on his legs because it was just hot and buzzing.
Metro Vancouver and the islands don't get many thunderstorms, but this was a doozy. Some 1,600 hits in just 12 hours. Now, Cal was checked over by paramedics. He felt well enough. He didn't go to hospital. His shoes didn't need mending either. Now, scientists say rubber shoes don't give any meaningful protection from lightning, but try telling that to the Meisners.
I believe they saved my life. Or, you know, I believe at the very least, they mitigated the circumstances.
That could have gone. That really could have gone in a different way. He's alive, he's happy, he's healthy, and just going to count my blessings.
Both are sharing a powerful lesson.
Yeah, keep counting.
Avoid going out in a storm and cherish every day. Sinjin Alexander, CTV News on Bowen Island.
I believe his rubber shoes probably helped out a bit.
I've heard rubber shoes can save you from lightning.
Yeah,
I heard that too. But then they were trying to say that's not legit. Like, it's,
well, because I think it can just bounce. It can just decide to go, come out of your ankle.
Look, camouflage rubber right Crocs will ground you.
All right,
it's possible.
It is possible.
Anything's possible.
Yep.
I kind of wonder if he actually even did get hit by lightning. Or if, you know how lightning comes through the ground and it goes up towards the sky lightning.
It meets, right?
And it meets. Mm-hmm. If it was just coming through him, and so he was feeling the effects of, like, electricity coming up, but then the connection was never made, and that's why he's alive.
Probably, yeah.
You know?
Could be.
Like, it hit close, but maybe not exactly...
direct hit.
Because he wasn't burnt.
It stopped whatever was coming up.
You know?
He was shaking and he was buzzing. I don't want to be buzzing.
I don't think anyone buzzes.
You don't think so?
Nah.
You think you give off that?
I don't think so.
You do on drugs.
Afterglow?
It's possible on drugs, but not just because of light.
I don't think you're like...
it's like, no, I don't think so.
Something happened to him.
Yes.
And he believes his Crocs saved him from the worst of it.
Yeah.
All right. So the question for you is, I can't believe blank saved my life. Did something weird like camouflage Crocs save your life? If so, we want to hear from it. One from you, rather. 1-855-954-6969 is toll free. Or you can text 46969 like some of these people. This person said bubble gum saved my life. Walking in New York City, I stepped in gum. Had I not, I would have walked into the crosswalk where a taxi came barreling right through. Would have hit me.
Mm.
New York City bubblegum.
Mm.
Almost reminds me of that scene from Elf when he takes the gum all off the...
I don't know that scene from Elf.
There's a scene where he takes the gum.
Free gum.
It's on the sub, going down to the subway. There's gum all over it, and he thinks it's free gum.
Yeah.
He just pops a whole bunch of
gum. You got elf memories in there?
Elf.
Oh, elf.
Will Ferrell's
thinking elf.
Yeah, no, not elf.
I was picturing elf in an episode.
Nope.
Yeah, nope.
This person said, my dip can save my leg and probably my life. A Sawzall blade broke and stabbed my grizzly wintergreen can in my pocket.
That's the manliest thing I've ever heard. Except for wintergreen.
Well, you know, he was shirtless.
Yeah. You don't realize he was in leggings at the time. Yeah, so it went into his dip can that was in his pocket.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it would have went right.
The probably tin was dying, and it probably could have hit like a artery.
Oh, man.
Like a major artery in your leg.
Oh, yeah, big time.
So he could have bled out. All for doing a home repair project.
Nomad's with us next. Hey, Nomad, how are you?
Hey, guys. How y'all doing?
We're doing good, thanks. I can't believe blank saved my life.
Dolphins. your buddies.
Oh, really?
Oh, my buddies, yes. How did dolphins save your life?
Well, I told you guys years ago, I fell off a ship. And so I'm floating in the water. Well, the chopper pilots that were in the air were following a school of dolphins, and they led them right to me.
Oh, wow. So, like, they just happened to swim. They could sense you in the water or something.
Maybe, you know, that's what I'm thinking. But just, I don't care because I'm still here.
Yeah.
And, you know, what? But I learned it, you know, a couple of years ago at a Navy reunion. I ran into one of the chopper pilots. We were having a conversation. He says, "You were the guy?" And I'm like, "Yeah." He says, "We were just following the school of dolphins, just doo 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 doo." And there was you.
Huh. Pure luck. In
totally.
A weird way.
Thanks, guys. Talk to you later.
Thanks for calling in.
That's an incredible tale of dolphins saving his life.
It could have just been a fluke.
I don't know.
But what I told you, when I worked with dolphins, they were like dogs, right? And
yes.
If you did, like when they knocked me off that ladder and I fell into the pool, they did all come rushing toward me to try and kill me.
Yeah, pull you under.
They knew something wasn't right. I splashed into the pool all of a sudden. They knew that wasn't part of the bit.
Right.
And so they all kind of came over and nudged me. It was terrifying because I did think they were trying to kill me.
Well, sure.
But they were just kind of checking to make sure I was okay, I guess, or wondering why I was there.
Thinking about killing you.
Like dogs.
Yeah. They're like water dogs. That's what I always compare them to.
I did see a video of dogs swimming with dolphins, which made me very happy.
How could it not?
Yeah.
Pretty amazing. Dwayne's with us next. Dwayne, I can't believe blank saved my life.
I was late for work.
Okay.
And that saved you.
That saved your life?
Yes. No, I was in Arizona, no helmet law at that time. And normally we would ride out to work without our helmets or anything, stop at the main gate, put our helmets on and go. But because I was running really late, I put everything on at my house, my helmet and everything. I hit a drunk driver on the way there, and my helmet broke in half. They said had I not been wearing it, I most definitely would have cashed out.
Wow.
Yeah.
So being late for work saved my life.
It'll do that.
And makes you wear a helmet every single time.
Yes.
That's a universe.
Oh, I do now for sure. Yep. Absolutely. You guys are awesome.
Thanks for calling in, man. Have a good day. This guy said a giant sandwich saved his life.
Almost every time.
Giant sandwich. He said, long, straight highway drive. Stop for a sandwich. It was huge, beautiful, delicious. I needed two hands to keep driving. So I pulled into the right lane to slow down and eat and drive. Immediately, the car in front of me in the left lane swerved, causing a gigantic crash. I just missed it because of his big two-hander.
Right.
Wow. Yeah. You take it. That's a win.
It happens every once in a while. I don't know why, but like I'll get like a feeling like, oh, I should just take it easy right now. And I'll like pull over and drive slow. And I've had that happen like a couple times where I've done that. And then a little while, I'll see like an accident just happen. Like, what is that? What is going on there?
My simulation. This guy said denied card at an ATM saved his life. Two men walked up behind him as he was waiting for a withdrawal. They were going to rob him, but the card got denied. So they just left.
Oh, wow.
We were going to rob you.
Yeah. Oh, you can't get any money? Oh, well, that's too bad. Mm. Not today. Tanuki.
Support command.
Support command. I can't believe blank saved my life.
Magic mushrooms.
Well, okay.
That'll do it.
Let's hear how that goes.
Okay, so I've been treated with manic depressive order 25 years. Conventional things are going real good.
Yeah. Okay.
But so, you know, I was doing some research and they said Cy Sibylline could help. So first thing I did a big old macro dose. That was nice. Yep. And then that really cleared me up. And so I just kind of maintain microdosing here and there.
You take shrooms every day?
No, not every day. Not every day.
Oh, okay, okay. But like...
No. And then like a tiny microdose. I mean, you don't really feel it, but it still does that brain rewiring for you.
Yeah. No, there's tons of talk about the, you know, mushroom microdosing.
Yep.
Say allegedly, yeah, I might have done those.
Yeah.
They can help you.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
So you credit that with the reason you're still alive today?
Yes, sir.
Well, that's awesome. Saved your life, dude.
Yeah.
Thanks for calling in. You have a good day.
You too. Take care.
All right.
Love that.
Not now.
Oh, Scott in Fort Myers.
Hey, buddy. How's it going?
Doing okay. Thanks. What do you say you believe saved your life?
It was a combination of Bud Light and tequila.
Of course. Every time. How did that save your life?
Me and five guys were out at a strip club in Arlington, Texas when I lived there. And I got hammered and took off, thought I could drive. Next thing I know, I was in a wreck on 360 in Arlington. The car went end over end, sideways, and end over end and sideways rolls. And I got cut out of the car and care-flighted to the hospital. And after 3 days, I walked out with a broken neck. And they said, had you not been so hammered, you would have tensed up and flexed. And there's no way you would have survived. But because of the fact that you was drunk, you was limber and you just rolled with the crash.
Your drunken limberness.
Yeah. No, they say that. They do say that a lot of these things, it's the people that are, you know, bombed.
Because they're all like, whoa!
Yeah. Well, they're out cold. You know, you're just out cold.
The doctor said, I don't condone drinking and driving. Obviously, I don't want to tell anybody to drink and drive. But he said, had you not been hammered, that's what saved your life. Because you would have tensed out and freaked out.
Have a great show, guys.
Yep. See you, man.
Scott, thanks for calling in. Yeah, we do not recommend the Bud Tequila combo.
No.
But in his situation, it worked out in his favor. Yeah, I've heard that many times. Like, you know, when you are hit from behind or something, you're not expecting it.
Yeah.
It's better off because your natural instinct is to tense up.
And I recommend the Bud and Tequila.
The combo?
Yeah. But not driving.
Yeah, okay. Exactly.
Yes.
Yeah.
This person said, I can't believe my niece's Dora the Explorer lunchbox saved my life. It saved me from getting pulled into the water by an alligator. I was walking her to school in Florida. She needed to tie her shoes, so I was holding it for her. Alligator came up, went to bite me, but got the lunchbox. I was able to let go and grab my niece and take off running. Well, the alligator at least got
lunch.
Got some lunch. Yeah. He's got to get through that Dora lunchbox, but
pretty easy.
At least
him.
Got something.
Yeah.
Maybe he only wanted the lunch.
Yeah, there's like a snackable in there that could he's after. It. They love snackables.
They do. They're delicious. That would be terrifying. There's just a Florida walk to school.
Yeah.
Yeah. You get every once in a while, you Gators. Get eaten.
A gator decided wants your hand that day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it gets the lunchbox. That poor little kid, probably traumatized, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. If definitely. A gator gets your Dora lunchbox.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, or they grow up to become like one of those gator killers.
Yeah, this is bad.
You know, like obsessed.
Kill all the gators.
Yeah.
Someone said subwoofer saved his life. He said, I got rear-ended, and exactly when that happened, a piece of my car stuck straight through the woofer box instead of the back of my head.
Mm. Yep. You needed again. That bass.
Yep. The bass saved his life.
Yep.
Saved by the bass. Colleen in Boston, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Good. I can't believe blank saved my life.
Okay, so my husband was saved by being really high on cocaine.
Oh.
So he went. He, this was years ago. Years ago, he lived in Florida, and and he went to pick up, but he was already really, really high, and this guy tried to steal his money, and they, like, were hitting him with a hammer. He got hit in the head with a hammer. He got hit his elbow with a hammer. I mean, he was, like, bleeding out, you know? It's like, scars everywhere. He's got pins in his elbow, but he was so high on the cocaine that the doctor in the hospital told him, had you not been that high on cocaine, like your adrenaline, like because your adrenaline was going, like he's like, you would have just bled out, you know, you would have died.
Wow.
And obviously the doctor was like, I don't condone cocaine, right. But, you know, yeah. That's what saved you.
That's what this segment,
you
know, should be called. We don't condone it,
yeah.
But it saved their lives.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, Colleen, there you go. So cocaine, butt, and tequila, all
yeah.
saving lives.
Start doing them all.
Don't,
yeah, no. Bad idea.
But I want to live, Dave.
Yeah, but you wouldn't have been, we forgetting that they wouldn't have been in these situations.
But I want to live,
if
Dave!
They didn't have. He wouldn't have been in a car
I don't
accident
die!
If he didn't have all the butt and tequila in his system. No, right?
Drugs and alcohol will get you bananas.
Yeah. He wouldn't have been dealing with those guys with hammers if he hadn't have been on the cocaine.
Mm-hmm. Right. Right.
So it saved you, but it also put you in those positions. This person said, having sex with someone I met at a bar that just happened to be a nurse saved my life. In the middle of it, I collapsed. I was having a stroke. If it wouldn't have been for her, I probably would have died. Mm. He just happened to pick up a nurse at the bar.
Wow, that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Red's in Bancroft. How you doing, Red?
Doing all right. How about you guys?
Good. I can't believe blank saved my life.
So when I was about 12, 13 years old, I'm on my uncle's property back in California, in Placerville. And I hit a soft shoulder on the trails. My quad and myself, we start rolling down. I land and smack my head on a tree, and it repositions myself to where I can grab a branch and not completely fall to my death.
You think you would have fallen right to your death? You're able to hang on?
Oh yeah, 100%. It was a good 65, 70 degree incline, about 80 feet drop.
Wow.
What happens next?
So pretty much where it had originally rolled at, there was less of a slope, so I was able to grab a branch that it repositioned me to and climb 10 feet back to the trail.
Dude.
I think I walked about a quarter mile back to where the rest of the family was on the property, and they're like, what happened? I'm walking back, tied a shirt around my foot because I lost my shoes.
Jesus.
Oh, you lose your shoes.
Yeah.
It just gets worse.
I'm not going to quad near a cliff, you know? I can't.
That's probably a good idea.
I can't think of doing it.
Red, thanks for calling in, man.
Take care.
Have a good day. One more call here. Liam's in Boston. Hi, Liam.
Hi. My buddy was drunk on New Year's Eve about 4 or 5 years ago, and he passed out in the front yard in the snow and slept there all night. And when he went to the hospital, if he wasn't so hammered, his blood would have frozen, they said.
So the alcohol in his blood kept
another,
it thin.
Yeah. Another unbelievably wasted fellow saved because of the booze. Saved by the booze.
Saved by the booze.
All right, Liam. Thanks for calling in.
But again, wouldn't have been in the snow.
Yes.
No.
Wouldn't have been asleep in the snow.
You get frostbite that way.
You sure do.
Yeah.
Yep. But he was saved by the booze.
Yeah.
Luckily enough.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Leave a rating for Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play. It sucks to be old.
The weird thing about going door to door, you never know whose door you're going to knock on.
Yeah.
No.
That's true.
An 82-year-old South Carolina woman is accused of pointing a handgun at a census worker on her porch.
Mm-mm.
And shooting 2 rounds.
Oh, wow.
Wow. Luckily, did not get him.
Aw, boom. Aw, boom. I don't know. Might have got him.
Willadine?
Willadine.
Bishop Harrell.
With a name like Willadine.
Get out of here.
You know.
Willadine, please.
Get out of here.
Please, Jesus, God. Willadine, I'm just here to see how many people are living here with you. I assume nobody. Willadine, put it down.
I think he's a criminal.
I'm from the census.
Time to die.
Oh, Willadine, please. I just want to find out how long you've lived here.
I can barely hold this thing.
Oh, thank God.
Push you in the ground.
That was close, Willadine.
Dance.
I'm dancing.
Yeah.
I like it. Willadine.
Just me here.
Charged with first-degree assault and battery following the alleged incident where she told a census worker, 25-year-old census worker, to get off her porch immediately.
Yep.
And pointed a 38-caliber Taurus handgun at them.
That's why they have to pay those census workers so much money.
Because they're putting their lives on the line.
So risky.
You should have seen how I reacted to the census guy. I was in the height of pandemic paranoia and just, it was a wild time, let's say.
Yeah, yeah.
And I got a knock at my door, and I opened it up, and it's this guy with a little stupid, like, it's just like a card you made with your own laminator.
Yeah.
And then he's like, how long have you lived here? Is there anybody else in there with you?
Oh, my God.
And I'm like, I don't know if I should answer you, dude. I'm like, what? He's like, what? And he's asking me all these things. And I'm like, are you from the census? Prove it. And at the end of the day, I gave him all my information.
Yeah. Yeah. You did the right thing.
I think.
You didn't shoot him.
I called my apartment.
So did you think he was like sizing up to see if he could take you? Like,
I don't know what the hell. Those people will just steal your information.
Yeah, like, is it a real census worker?
That's what I'm saying.
Trust no one.
Trust no one,
thing.
Help no
yeah,
one, right?
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
So I called my apartment complex frantically, and they know I'm crazy. And they were like, I was like, listen, did you let a census worker into the building? I was like, because he had a key and everything. I don't know what's going on here. She's like, I think that there was a man yesterday. And I'm like, well, that doesn't help.
Yeah. He's still here.
He's still here. And I just told him everything about me.
Can you imagine the officer like, oh, God, I got that Andy Green again on line two.
Who's going to take him this time? Who has Green line two?
Oh, did they do? Well, it's one lady.
Pissed about the parking spot again.
There's one lady that deals with the front of
it. Hello.
Hey, me again. Listen, things are crazy here as usual.
I bet.
I got some complaints.
Let me get my pan.
Yeah. She's very nice about it.
Yeah.
She's just like, oh boy, I think I have a like my own blinking light on the phone.
Private line.
Green.
Yeah.
Willadine admitted to firing two shots.
I tried to kill him, of course.
She said she couldn't clearly see the census worker's ID badge, just like Green Bay.
Oh, that's
The thing. Well, I saw it, but it just looked like he could have made it.
Looks like total BS to me.
Yeah, he's like, how long you lived here? Who's in there with you?
I don't blame you. I'd be weird.
I'm like, little Biddies is in there? Do you need her birth certificate? What the hell else you need? Goddamn government?
Who's this little Biddies? Did you call your girlfriend, your wife?
It's her
child,
house.
Mother, father, who's in there?
It's Biddies, the queen.
The queen Biddies.
There's a queen in there.
So thankfully, the 25-year-old census worker was not injured. And Willadine, though, facing some serious charges now for just firing her gun at a census worker on the porch.
You can't do it.
You cannot, but are you scared? Like, what's the motivation?
There's a lot of people that don't want to take any kind of census thing.
Yeah.
They don't want to take it.
It freaked me out.
You know?
Freaked me right out.
Isn't it, like, don't you legally have to?
You have to.
You have to. Yeah. That's why they sent a guy for me. Because it turns out I didn't do the paperwork.
Yeah, see, I sent the paperwork.
They'll still come to your door, even if you send the paperwork in.
Sent
the paperwork in, and I ignored a guy at my door. And I knew what he was up to. I was more fascinated with his fancy little hoverboard. He had a fancier hoverboard than I did.
They all have those hoverboards.
Oh, that's so
that's
weird.
Been in my neighborhood.
Guy had a hoverboard in my neighborhood.
Yeah, it was like one of the, like he just held onto it with his ankles, and he just. I was like, oh, that's a sweet hoverboard.
Yeah, it has a little ankle.
I gotta go hide.
It's an efficient way to bother people.
You can bother more people per minute.
Exactly.
Get around faster.
My guy didn't have a hoverboard.
No.
Yeah. So that means he's not the census.
He wasn't the real guy.
No, I don't think it's official. I don't think they give you a hoverboard.
You got played, Andy.
I'll be honest, though. I think census guy, all he had was a lanyard.
The guy that came to my door probably used Andy's information.
Exactly.
And got
his hoverboard. That's how he got it. Andy paid for it. He doesn't know it yet. Man.
You still just can't blow him away.
No. I do want to blow them away. Not just the census guys, but any of the people that come to my door
any
that
front
are
door
trying
people?
To sell me something.
I hate that so much.
I had, like a bug place come to me.
Oh, I think I had a bug place.
So my neighbor.
Were they on a hoverboard?
They were on a hoverboard.
Yep, mine the same.
Okay.
Probably about the same company.
Okay.
What's going on?
So anyway, my neighbor, he got his place sprayed for spiders, and he was like, dude, here's the thing. I'm going to get my place sprayed for spiders, and if you don't, all the spiders that live in my area are going to just go right to your house. I said, okay, fine.
That's a way to get you to do it.
Well,
it's true.
So, I called a place, and I set it up, and so me and my neighbor, we both get our stuff done at the same time. But this other guy hoverboards up. Mm-hmm. And is like, hey, and I thought the sales pitch was insane because what it was is, hey, do you want your stuff sprayed? And I said, you know, I already get it done. He was like, is it these people? I said, yeah, it happens to be those people.
Number one competitor.
Do you know how much you pay? Yeah, I know how much I pay. He goes, I'm three times that much.
Oh, that's an interesting technique.
What a bold move to tell me that you would cost three times
so
as
he's trying to say,
much.
Like, I'm way better.
Yeah, I do more stuff. We're better. I don't care. You can't tell me you're three times more.
That was a bad sales
That's
pitch.
A really bad. Like, you, it's a really bad
you
sales.
Say, well, I'm a cheap Scotsman.
Oh, I just threw you. Get out.
Were they younger, like teenagers?
Younger guy.
Yep.
Uh-huh. Just cruising around.
I never talked to them. I just heard.
Oh, it came right up. Oh, he's hit. They've hit at almost everyone I know in the whole neighborhood, so.
Yeah.
Yep, it's our move.
That's a weird move.
I'll charge you way more than that. I'm three times more expensive than that. I'm like, my jaw dropped. I'm like, tell me how much you do.
Yeah.
And then at the very end, say, and then, you know, like for all that service, it costs more.
Mm-hmm.
You know, no, I guess not everybody knows.
Now you're three times as mad that you were at my doorstep.
Yeah.
That's it, right?
Yep.
I'm five times more angry than I would be for the normal door to door sales punk.
Right.
So imagine the pandemic happened when Chuck was a little nerdy teenage boy. What do you have done what this kid in Pennsylvania did? 17-year-old boy in York County took advantage of the downtime by building a truly impressive train set.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Here's his story
that
now.
It's impressive.
From WGAL-TV.
This here is what's known as, you might call it
the
backyard river, or it is the live steam hobby.
Nathan Hefner loves trains.
He's always been there, and it's always been something that I've been interested in.
No,
this
is one of those rideable
train shows a few years back, and met up with fellow train enthusiast
maybe they will have sex
at the time, and so he was like really into trains, and so I kind of, you know, was helping him out a little bit.
Oh my god, you see,
I had the idea of,
look, that's
I want a railroad in the backyard eventually. I just never had the time to do one, actually.
Then the pandemic hit.
We agreed this is, you know, we want to take advantage of it and, you know, do something big. Track around here is, I believe, 925 feet on the main loop. The bridge is 120 feet long, and it, in the center, the highest is about 10.5 feet high.
It took 9 weeks and countless hours.
Some days we'd be out working from basically his sleep. We had plenty of sunlight, so we'd be working out until we couldn't see anymore and had to start using flashlights to bring through. First loop around, you finally get the feeling of that you've finished what you set out to accomplish.
It's got multiple trails.
If he said, you want to come for a ride on my train?
No,
girl,
no.
He would never even approach Lisa. He'd be scared to death to talk to Lisa. Are you kidding me?
Lisa's terrifying.
Lisa is not ever going to have to deal with a train guy.
I feel for him.
Sorry. Yeah, I would never hang out with a train guy.
The only guy that I know is this 40-year-old train guy. That's my only friend.
Chuck, you might be able to make a new friend, a kid like that.
Oh, no
he'd
way.
He'd take you for a ride on his train.
He oh, would. My God. He would, but even I... It's too much even for me.
It is, yeah.
It's too much even
you
for me.
You wouldn't want a full little operational train in your backyard?
I don't understand these backyard rideable trains.
This is the first time I've ever seen that.
You know, if I wanted, if I was going to do something like this, I'd want like a the Detroit Zoo train.
Oh, like a bigger train.
I'd want a train. Well,
that I could get behind. That's
I want
cool.
a train. I don't just want like a little thing. You're look at how your knees are stuck way out.
Yeah, I could never
it's a terrible, it's a terrible look.
And you got to pull the older man in the back.
older man in the back.
You have to pull the questionable.
Hop on in.
Mm-hmm. They probably fight over who rides on the engine and who's got to ride.
I bet they both
the
ride the engine.
Oh. Get in the back, ride the bitch.
Oh, man.
I bet there's a lot of engine riding.
I feel like that guy's always on the bottom.
I think so, too. He might be on the top.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's hard to say.
He's had a few trains run on him himself, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Probably.
I think so. And did you see, I don't know if you noticed when the train was going by, how the track was like
deadly.
Sinking down. It's like, it's not built to any kind of code.
It'll be quite severely injured one day when that other man falls upon it.
Oh, yeah.
As they take a sharp turn.
Mm-mm-mm.
That hot steam. Burn his
I can see the whole thing just exploding.
Yeah.
Oh, I love the term lily white legs.
He's got lily white legs.
Yeah, he does.
They'll be scorched by all that.
These are train burns.
Alabaster inner thighs.
What do you buy the coal to operate that thing, too?
Can't you? Isn't it just coal?
Regular coal, I think.
Really?
Like, can you get a coal?
I didn't realize where you could just go buy coal.
Miniature train coal? I don't know.
Do people like kind of use coal?
They do in Ireland, but I'm sure they do still here.
Where would I get some coal?
Like
barbecuing.
Yeah.
Like charcoal?
But is that all you need?
There's all sorts of different. Look right around here where you can buy
raw
coal.
Raw Christmas coal.
Oh, that's for like when you're a naughty.
Yeah, I know.
Premium nut coal, blacksmithing and stove coal.
Maybe there's like blacksmithing stuff.
What a time to be alive.
On the coal you need.
Miner's choice.
Nut coal.
No, but that's the thing. The mini trains don't really excite me.
Lame.
But I do. I find the big trains pretty sweet.
Yeah.
Just don't be the older guy helping the younger guy with his train set. Okay. Don't ever be that guy. John.
No.
Well,
don't ride in the caboose if you know what I'm saying.
You know what's going on there.
You know what I'm saying.
You know what's going on.
Yeah, it's unfortunate.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of much cooler modes of transportation, something I've been waiting on all my life, flying cars.
You have.
Have taken another step forward. A Japanese company unveiled its prototype flying car to the public with a 4-minute test flight that was quite successful.
Let's see it, though.
SkyDrive announced the SD03 flying car model at a test field in Japan. Here's a little taste of it here. It's a single-seat flying car billed as the world's smallest electric vertical takeoff and landing model. Took flight for about 4 minutes. Kind of resembles more of like a motorcycle with 4 attached propellers giving it the power of flight.
Flying motorcycle.
Currently maintain flight for at least 10 minutes. They're hoping to expand that to at least 30 minutes in the next several weeks.
We're going to get to in 10 minutes, Dave.
They want a commercially available version of this by 2023. All right, let's just get it up. There we go.
All right. Okay.
This is Dave taking to the skies.
There's Dave going to work.
Sky Dave.
You got there nothing to bring with you.
Sky Dave.
Hey, Dave.
Sky Dave.
How are you doing?
Holy crap, a hoop.
Here I go, you guys. I wanted to fly in my car forever.
You'd be so happy, smiling.
My God.
Yes, until I plunged off the other side of that fence. But
so far, not getting very high. Not quite high. That's about as high as I'm going to get,
maybe
I
next
guess.
Time.
Yeah, all right.
Well, it hasn't proven a lot. It's proven it can take off.
Yes.
And be about 2 feet off the ground.
Mm-hmm. I was hoping it would get higher.
Yeah.
Because they're going to have to get way up there, right?
Oh, sure. They got to get way above
traffic and all the lights. Yeah.
Sorry, your dreams are shattering.
I also think they're not showing you really how loud the thing is. I think this thing is super loud.
I get into work, I wouldn't be able to hear a thing.
Huh?
Yeah.
What'd you guys say?
Dave flew to work again. He's not
Can't hear anything right now.
Write it down for him. He lost his hearing because he bought that car.
It'd be tough for Sky Dave.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
The Tasty Bits podcast is brought to you by Manscaped.
Flowers are blooming, the grass is growing, and it's time to mow your lawn. And now, thanks to Manscaped, you can trim the hedges below the belt safely and efficiently. I'm talking about ball trimmers. Manscaped is here to make sure your balls are smooth and smelling nice. Mm. After all, it's time for some spring cleaning. So do yourself a favor and always use the right tool for the job. Go to manscaped.com now. Use code WRIF to get 20% off with free shipping. Your partner, your body, and your balls will thank you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.